can save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. And also AWM Roofing. AWM Construction is the name, but awmroofing.com is their website. Don't ask me why. Fast Signs at Lincolnwood at 80@fastsigns.com. And Mr. Floor Companies, mrfloor.com. And they have cleaning products, and they can also do your floors, tile, wood, carpet. And if you want carpet, make sure you call and ask for Igor. Igor loves selling carpet to you. So it's mrfloor.com, and then just ask for Igor.
Are you serious, or are you just making light of he doesn't like selling carpet?
You will never get connected to Aaron faster than if you call Igor and ask him you want to install carpet. And he will say, hold on 1 minute, I'll get right back to you. And then you'll all of a sudden hear Aaron on the phone.
That's pretty funny.
Yes, that's how that works.
They've got quite a pipeline going.
Yes, they do. So we're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you want to give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline, it's 877-711-5611. You'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. There we go. All right. So for those of you watching us on the Facebook, you're wondering, wow, there's a bunch of people in
there
the studio.
Are.
So we'll start out with Rich. How you doing, Rich?
Doing well, Ron. How have you been?
Good. We're going to have to fight with this microphone because you and the boss.
Well, yeah,
There's a height discrepancy there.
I need a stool.
So go ahead and introduce the whole clan here. You are with?
I'm Richard Spees with Innovative Insulation Solutions, Chicago's leading spray foam insulation company.
May I say the only?
Nah,
or the best? Not, can I say the best?
I would think
best.
We're the best.
Okay, we're the best. Okay, I'll
the go. Most fun.
Then I have the vice
boss?
President, the
oh.
boss.
Yeah.
Kathy.
Yes.
And then our marketing expert, Noel.
Oh, excellent.
Hi, Noel.
Can you know?
Where's Noel? I see Richard and Kathy.
There.
She's hiding.
No,
she's with Trixie.
Yeah. Can you? No.
No.
Here. Now I have to go and see what.
No, no, no.
At.
You'll see it in a second.
Oh, there she is. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
Sonar,
you got her. You got
she's
her
over
mic
by there.
There we are.
You got her mic up there, Rich. Go ahead. Say it again. Noel.
Say hi.
Noel.
Say
hello.
Oh, there
your mic wasn't on.
Oh, go say hello.
Hello.
So, what's your job there at Innovative Insulation?
I usually just help around the shop with any like jobs my dad has. Like I help.
Chores? Does he give you chores?
Cleaning. Basically.
No.
But aren't you, if you're doing marketing, aren't you social media? Don't you post all the...
Yeah, sometimes. If he has any pictures, I will sometimes post them on websites or on Facebook.
So. Okay.
Do you Snapchat? Guys have a Facebook page?
We do. It needs to be better updated, but yes, we do.
Well, she advertises with a sweatshirt.
Yes.
She's well known in her middle school.
I'm known at my school for the sweatshirt.
The Got Foam Insulation t-shirts.
Yes.
We're known by that in Chicago.
Yes.
That's good.
What high school?
I go to South Middle School.
Very nice. A little shout out for the high school that you go to, so anybody who's listening be like,
yes.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
We
there you go.
You.
So what does your company do then?
We specialize in framing houses with insulation and foam.
Okay.
And? Is it open cell or closed cell?
Both.
Well, you do both. Do you guys do fiberglass stuff? Can you put it like the old itchy fiberglass stuff? Do you put that in? Or is it only the cool foam insulations that you do?
We do both. And if you get the fiberglass on your skin, it's It's bad.
It's itchy?
Yes.
Do you know? You don't work. Does your dad make you move that stuff around in the shop too?
No, that's what my brothers do.
Oh!
Yes.
He makes them. So if they get in trouble, that's what they have to do is go move the piles of fiberglass insulation out in the out in the shop.
Lets them know the day before you're coming with me to the shop tomorrow. He's like,
uh-oh.
Be ready.
Yeah. And then might not be the right kind of marketing we want right now.
There's real retribution to be paid. It's mineral wool I make them do.
Oh yeah. So here's what you do. After they've done that all day, tell them when they get home they need to take a really hot shower. And so what that does is open up their pores and it lets all those little fibers go into their pores and then they just itch for days. So if you're ever mad at them, that's how you get back at them. Okay? Just telling you.
Noted.
So if fiberglass is so bad, why do you use it?
Well, certain jobs for sound insulation within the building envelope, we'll use fiberglass and that, but primarily, our focus, we specialize in the spray polyurethane foam insulation.
Hence the name of the website?
Yeah, gotfoaminsulation.com.
Hey, you guys are going to have to share
that. Gotfoaminsulation.com.
There, she got it.
So, but in terms of fiber insulation, we will, in terms of packages, we'll add insulation to attics, but we'll primarily do the closed-cell spray foam here in this climate zone is the best.
Product. Right. Right, and there are cost differences though, because if you start go out and you start getting quotes on this stuff, and you're getting quotes for foam insulation, the average homeowner just thinks it's foam. They don't know that there's a difference. What's the difference between open cell and closed cell foam, and then there are differences, but then also in cost.
Well, just like the name sounds, closed cell foam, the cell structure of the foam is closed. And the blowing agent that is an ozone-friendly blowing agent has the high R value. So this gas is trapped within the closed cells. And that's how you have a high R value product of about 6.5 to 7 R per inch.
Wow.
Whereas open cell, the cell structure is open, has the consistency of, like I always liken it to angel food cake.
Okay.
Soft and squishy.
Uh-huh.
And it uses the same principle of insulating as fiberglass. It uses the trapped air in the cavity to do the insulating.
And what's the R value of that?
About 3.5 per inch.
Very similar to fiberglass.
Fiberglass and cellulose, to all your other fiber insulation products. My big issue with open cell, it's not a vapor barrier. So you're not controlling any of the moisture movement, where you still can have condensation and issues along with the moisture movement.
We've been talking about quite a bit this show today, and also we started out in the first hour talking about split block and moisture movement through the split block problems. And
moisture destroys the house.
Yes.
So the preference then is to always use closed cell.
Absolutely.
It depends on the climate, though, right?
Well, it depends on the climate.
Depends on your climate.
Down by...
Ridge. I use open cell everywhere.
Yes. There, the vapor drive is reversed. It's going from out
to
in. Where in our climate zone, it's primarily going from in to out.
In to out.
Right. And
the only time I use closed cell is in wine rooms.
Oh, there you go.
Walls and ceilings of the wine rooms.
Yep. We do several of those.
Yeah.
We've done some very large ones with biometrics entrance.
Oh, really?
Where they don't want the kids going in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it is. And
yeah, they get pretty crazy.
So what would be the, if you had a wine room, why couldn't you just throw fiberglass insulation in there and be done? Would you want to use the closed cell?
Well, the closed cell with the wine room, you totally control the inside environment. Usually the chiller in the wine room is controlling the humidity as well as the temperature. And so by doing the closed cell foam, you are totally controlling that environment.
Okay. I mean, if somebody wanted to build a humidor in their basement too, they could do the same thing.
That's
same
the best thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Are you doing any of those, Rich? Down in Florida?
We've done one like wine room / humidor.
Really?
So, it had its little side to it. But not as much.
Cool. All right. So then what's the cost difference now? Because, like I said, you might call a contractor and say, oh, no, we're going to use foam insulation. But they, you might quote open cell, and then the other guy's quoting closed cell. And there's going to be a cost discrepancy there, isn't there?
Well, there's all kinds of games being played, by some of these players in the market, in terms of spraying open cell where they're supposed to be spraying closed cell. But, the closed cell is the more expensive product. It's going to probably run 2 to 3 times the cost of fiberglass. but it really performs as advertised, eliminates the whole moisture issue off the table, and you have no condensation within the wall cavities, roof cavities, or anything of that sort.
But you're doubling the R value, so it should be double the cost, right?
Oh, it's double or triple the R value when you by the time you get
correct.
To it.
Yeah, correct.
Sonar? What is R value?
R value, a noun.
R value, not much. It's going down quickly.
To resist heat flow. The the higher the R value, the greater the insulating power.
Thank you, Sonar.
And the inverse is U value.
Yeah, for windows. Your windows will have a U value.
So, yes, so, Robbie, you bring up a good point. Once you start comparing R values, the cost is pretty comparable and such.
All right, let's take a quick break. We've got Richard Spies and the gang in here from
the
gang from Innovative Insulations. GotFoamInsulation.com. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You guys got to sing. No.
Thank you.
I don't know the words.
Wait, you don't even know the words?
Playing old. You're playing oldies.
I'm playing oldies.
Like
14.
Really oldies.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. Fine. Be that way.
Get some Ed Sheeran going in and she'll sing.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
Who?
Stop it.
Who?
But he's all ballads. He's not like, you know.
Ed Sheeran?
Oh, you'd be surprised. We saw him in concert. Just him on stage all by himself, and he had the entire place moving.
You saw him in concert?
Phenomenal.
Where did you see him at? United Center?
The place where the wolves.
Is it Rosemont?
Rosemont.
Nice. Phenomenal. Very nice.
The place where the wolves.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's good.
At least I remember that.
It's a hockey reference there.
Yes.
All right. So it's Ed Sheeran, right?
S-H-E-E-R-A-N? You got it. Yes.
All right.
Taylor Swift kind of, whatever. This is not the right show for that, but, you know. He used to open
we can talk about this.
Yeah, he opened for her.
Right.
So, you know, she kind of made him popular.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, fine.
Go ahead. Talk amongst yourselves.
We're broadcasting. We are broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline. It's 877-711-5611. And you'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. There we go. All right. And with that, in the studio, we have Richard Spies from Innovative Insulation and your boss.
Yep. Kathy is here.
And
Noel.
Second in command.
Noel.
Hi. There you go.
And then Are your brothers older or younger?
I have two older brothers.
Okay, but you're second in command. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
I don't even live in their household. I already know that. I understand the pecking order here. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you call into the office, you also speak with Mike Goodman, who's my right-hand man.
Yep.
So, and then we have Mark out in the field, and then also Salvador and Marcel. So.
Right. And how many different crews are you guys running?
We are running two crews. I have the ability to run three crews. I've been kind of keeping it smaller. You know, before everything fell apart, I was running about 15 employees, and you know, I didn't like how big it got.
Right.
So through the attrition with the implosion, we're small, and this is a nice sweet spot. Our quality is supreme. And everything is getting done, and it's a lot less stressful.
And you've got better control over each job site and what's
absolutely.
Going on. And
it runs very well. These
yeah,
days.
That's good.
A lot of personal attention.
Yep.
Attention to details.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
we can just pull this up.
We were talking R values there at before the break. So if you get R6 per inch?
About 6.5 per inch.
For your closed cell. Well, you're making a lot of racket over there, Robbie.
I'm sorry. I was trying to be polite.
It's huge, too, coming through the headphones.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty funny.
It sounds like we live in a submarine. Uh-huh. What? We all live in a yellow submarine.
Rich, you like that? I know that one.
I know who I want to fill in for me when I'm ever out.
So why would we've talked about the air infiltration and stuff like that, air sealing, so that's why you would want to use closed cell. And then at some point, you want to only use open cell like Rich does down there. How do you make that determination? Because, I mean, someone listening in Tennessee right now, what should they be doing? Or Arizona, you know, that?
Well, Arizona is, you know, mostly in that marketplace, open cell is being used.
Okay.
You know, because, once again, there's not much of a vapor drive and not possibility for condensation occurring. Whereas up in our climate zone, there's a huge possibility for condensation to occur within the wall cavities and roof cavities. You know, things getting rotted out from the repeated getting wetness mm-hmm. and the condensation occurring. So with the closed cell foam, closed cell polyurethane foam will stop any of the moisture movement and the condensation from occurring.
Okay. All right. Well, that's cool. So then how do you guys go about pricing this stuff out? Will you do work with homeowners or only contractors?
No, we do projects from simple little additions, the basement rim joists, to we've sprayed an entire Chicago city block. four stories tall. So no project's too small or too big for us. So we have quite a bit of experience and capability. We've been doing this for 17 years now, and there's not anything we haven't seen.
Right. So if somebody, you know, if you're just doing a bathroom and you want to spray the bathroom wall, at what point is that too small then? Or,
well, I mean, that gets into the point where if it's just a small area, there are do-it-yourself kits out there. There's different grades of them. I'd make sure they're fire rated and such, and you could do the spray work yourself, read the instructions, make sure you wear the proper personal protection equipment, respirator, a suit, so you're not getting the spray foam on you. And you could do a small 8x4 wall by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's actually, you know, pretty easy to do with those kits. Anything large,
as long as you don't stop.
Yes. Yes.
What do you mean?
Well, the material is...
The material is
A and B component, A and P component, and it mixes in the mixing tip. So if you stop, Rich said, you know, the tip plugs up after about 10 seconds and you have to switch tips.
And you got to put a new tip on it. But I've seen where people have sprayed that stuff before and it runs down the walls. It's, you know, we've taken it out because it wasn't working right. The house smelled because of things that were going on. Kind of go over the process of how people should properly install that if they are going to try that on.
Well, if they're going to do it themselves, they have to thoroughly read the instructions. It's an A and B component. What you're talking about, they were spraying one component in the wall. It's in order to have the foam, you need both components mixing, the A and B component. So follow the instructions. You know, you're spraying without a tip on first. Make sure you have two good streams of material. Put your tip on. Do a test spray on some plastic or what have you. Make sure you're making foam.
Mm-hmm.
And then proceed to go insulating. It's very... And you know, the hoses are translucent, so you can see the material passing through them. And if you're only getting one material, you should stop. It's not going to be good because you're going to get an issue where it's going to be smelling, or there might be a health and safety issue. Then, so
right.
All right, I've already decided. There's no way I'm doing this myself.
That's why you hire a professional, and we get it done.
So right,
so Noelle comes out. She puts on the gear. And she grabs the gun. And
there's things I'll try. I'll try cutting out grout and putting in new grout, but, you know, yeah, or caulk.
It is a complicated thing, and, you know, sometimes it's best suited to have a professional do it.
Like, how much would that cost?
Well, to mobilize, it all depends where the job site is.
You Chicago, know, let's say.
Chicago. For us to come in and spray a bathroom, you're talking probably, you know, $1,500 for us to come in, prep, spray it, clean it. And it's ready for drywall that afternoon or their Durarock.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that can of stuff that people
The
have?
Great stuff?
Great stuff.
Yeah. Isn't that an insulation?
That is.
Imagine everything you could do with Flex Seal Liquid.
Great stuff.
Sonar chiming in again.
So Great Stuff is a polyurethane foam as well. It's a single component polyurethane foam. It's already mixed in the can. And so when it gets sprayed out, it's wet and, you know, and it's foam, and it uses the moisture in the air to cure. So it uses the moisture that reacts with the foam that makes it hard.
So on humid days, it's going to expand faster than
very much, very much.
than on non-humid days.
Very much so. So whereas our spray foam, it's two components, it's chemically cured. It's dry to touch by about 5 seconds, fully cured, you know, 90% cured in the first hour, and the next day it's totally percent.
But if somebody has a small thing, you could do it yourself with a can of great stuff.
It's not going to look pretty. You theoretically,
but you can.
Can
cut if it. Can
yeah,
you,
yeah, I mean,
but
it, I've seen lots of do-it-yourself type of projects that we've had to come in and fix.
Mm-hmm.
So they should probably get some advice. I'm more than willing to talk to people and advise them if the project's too small for
and
us.
You smell the kits. You sell the kits.
We smell them as well as we do sell them.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you sniff them, make sure they're good, and then you actually sell them. Okay.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, and I also have the personal protection equipment as well. I can sell along with the kit as well.
And I it seems to me, though, from what I've seen, is you guys just don't spray all 3 inches at once. You're doing it in sections so that it can cure properly. And I think that when I've seen people that have issues, it's because they've sprayed all 3 inches all at the same time.
Absolutely. You know, if you the products are going to vary how much you can spray at a time. And it you know, if they're spraying too much, it's going to be bad for the foam. It gets too hot. It's an exotherm reaction. It's an exothermic reaction, and it's going to potentially smell, lingering smells, all kinds of bad things if the application is done wrong.
Right. So again, read the directions.
Absolutely, or hire a professional.
There you go. So I mean, it's pretty cool. You guys can sell them the equipment if they want to try it, do themselves. Where's that break? Usually like about a bathroom. If you're going to do a wall that's 10 by 10, all of a sudden it now probably becomes worthwhile to have you come
Yeah,
do
I
it.
Mean, you know, a small kit's going to cover about 200 square foot at an inch thick. So mm-hmm. once you start getting into using two kits, it kind of crosses over that border, that line of, well, I have to buy the kits, I have to do all the work myself,
right,
and then clean up, whereas I can hire somebody and they come in and take care of it and it's done.
Right.
And it's done right.
Exactly. So that's it. Innovative Insulation, and it's gotfoam.com if you want to go check them out.
It's gotfoaminsulation.com.
Gotfoaminsulation.com. Okay. Does Noelle have a little closing statement she wants to make here? Or?
Call 847-454-9041.
Try it again. Do it again.
That was a lot of numbers.
She's nervous. Yeah.
Call 847-454-9081 for Innovative Insulation Solutions.
Innovative Insulation nice. Solutions. That's good.
Ask for me, Richard, or I stumbled, estimator Mike Goodman.
Yeah, I stumbled too. I'm talking about smelling the kits that you guys are selling. So, you know, instead of selling it. So, hey, we all mess up. No big deal. Yeah. So,
and you know what? Don't worry what people think about you when you mess up. It doesn't matter. Your parents still love you. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Most days.
Hey.
Whoa.
Come on.
All right. There you go. Gotfoaminsulation.com for more information. I appreciate you guys and coming in today. Thanks a lot. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care now.
All right. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House. This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
Very nice. It's on again.
And I can't sweep you off of your feet. Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek?
We're broadcasting worldwide and live, MightyHouse.net, MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. Hey, Trixie, did you give him a parting gift? From the, see if you can catch him still. I forgot about it.
You're listening to WCGO The Mix.
Oh, come on.
There we go. See, I didn't know that was his name. I've heard that song before, but I don't know. You can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. Also, MrFloor.com. You can check them out and go to their website. It's MrFloor.com for flooring. We talked about the First Northern Credit Union, fncu.org. There's also AWM Construction, but their actual website is awmroofing.com. And also Fast Signs. Fast Signs is right here in Lincolnwood, and it is 80@fastsigns.com. All right. We're caught up with all of that stuff. Now, you got an email also, didn't you? Or something on the Facebook, a question about electric lawnmowers or something?
Yes.
What was that?
It was battery.
Battery-operated lawnmowers?
Yes. Erg, what about undercoating beneath bats in an existing attic? That's not the question.
Try that. Okay.
Please hold. Thank you for talking about battery lawnmower and weed whacker. Press a button and it starts.
Oh, that we'd already talked about it.
Last week we were doing it.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, because I'm like, I don't remember this conversation.
Yeah. Well, we talked about all the different electric lawnmowers that are out there today, the battery-operated ones, even the ones at Big Blue that they have a 48-volt battery. We cut the grass at the shop with it, and it makes it through the whole thing on one battery. So, and I know Rich has been using one for quite a few years, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, the big thing for us is you got to keep the batteries inside because the garage is too hot all the time, so it kills the batteries too fast.
You boil the batteries?
Yep. So I have two batteries, so alternate them. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? So they last, obviously it lasts longer because you're not working them as much, but no, it does a great job.
Yeah. What can you get, about a half acre or so?
I don't know if you'd even get that much, probably a quarter.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it
whatever realistically, I would say 40, 45 minutes. So whatever you can cut.
Okay.
But the thing that hurts ours or actually works against us is because of the type of grass down here, the Bermuda and all that garbage, it's like crabgrass. So you actually have to have a self-propelled mower because pushing a mower through it is brutal.
Oh, yeah.
So, but it's not just cutting the grass. It's the self-propel. So that's using the electric too. So,
yeah. And I think
it does a pretty good job, though.
The one battery that we have on ours, it runs, it takes about a half hour to cut all the grass, and it's still fine when we're done. So it's a great way to go. There's no gas, no oil, no nothing, you know?
Yeah, I've also started to see some of these trimmers that will also, there's an attachment for it, so you can just, I mean, you don't get a crazy wide chop, but
right.
I mean, if you had to just patch up a walkway or a cul-de-sac sidewalk or something.
Yep. No, I use battery-operated trimmers, too, for all the stuff that I do.
I think it was John Deere or somebody did that commercial where they had the guy in the condo in the city, and he pulled out his tractor to cut his grass. And it was like he went forward, backwards, and put it away.
Yes.
Because the yard was so small, but he had to have his John Deere.
Right. Well, and that's just, good. I think, 92 or 93, I bought my John Deere mower. And that goofy thing's still running. I brought it out of the shed last week. One pull, boom, fired up, and off I went. I mean, the thing is ancient, but it keeps running.
I'm a big believer in buying good things once. And you know what I mean? You could buy 20 lawnmowers over 10 years, or, you know, 10 lawnmowers over 20 years.
Yep.
You're paying a lot more than you would have for the original John Deere.
Right.
So,
and I think
quality counts, you know. I mean, get a Honda mower, you'll probably have that for 30 years.
Yeah. And
change the oil, sharpen the blades.
Okay, so here's the deal. I probably haven't changed the oil on that thing in probably 10 years. All I did was 10 years.
Hopefully at least make sure it's full.
It doesn't burn any oil yet, but I put AMSOIL in it, used AMSOIL out of my truck. And I dumped it in there and topped it off with a synthetic, and it just runs.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Listen.
Okay, we're listening.
How long before we get to it?
To the hook?
Yeah. You'll see.
Better than Baby Sharks.
Yeah, that's true.
on a hot summer night. He wrote Billy Bob Loves Darling in letters 3 foot high, and the whole town said,
so that's a John Deere.
He could have used red.
And John Deere green.
Thank you, Sonar. It took a while to get my joke in, but
WCGO 1590, The Mix.
We play anything, anytime, anywhere.
You said it like 5 times, John Deere. I'm like, okay, that's it.
Yeah.
We have to John Deere Green song.
I love my John Deere. That thing just runs.
Do we have
and
to
I would
play
love
it again?
I would love to get a
nothing
battery.
Nothing runs like a deer.
Nothing runs like a deer, exactly. And I would love to go out and get an electric lawnmower, but I'm not going to go buy one because this thing's still running. You know, I sharpen the blade on it every spring, and that's it. It starts first pull, and I'm off and going. So, that's it. And I just run regular gas through it. But I also put the Stay-Built in the gas all the time. I always keep that Stay-Built in my gas can because you never know.
Right.
You're gonna fill something up, and it may sit there for a while. So I like to keep the Stay-Built in it. So, there you go. At some day when that dies, I will buy an electric one. How's that?
Will it be in John Deere green?
Probably. If John Deere makes one, I don't even know if they do.
I don't know that they do either.
So you had another question on the Facebook there? People are just, they're not even sending emails anymore. They're just posting questions on Facebook. And they also use the Twitter once in a while too. So.
Okay. All it says, again, people comment on Facebook Live, but I'm not in tune to what we're saying at the time they're commenting.
Okay.
But the comment is, wait, what about undercoating beneath bats in an existing attic?
Okay. So
well, that was from George right before Richard left.
Okay.
He threw that up there.
Right. So what you can do is, if you don't want to spray, because what's the current code up here? It's 48, is it not? R value?
Yours is 48, I believe, yes.
Yeah. So you don't want to spray that much foam. I mean, you can, but it starts to get real expensive. So what you can do is what you can do is air seal it with the spray foam and spray 3 inches in there. So, you know, now you're at 20 some inches R value, 20 inches R value. So then to finish off to get that last, you know, get it up to 49, you can put in, you know, just do spray over top of it with a blown-in insulation. And to get the rest of that, if you want to do your attic in it that way.
Just as a reference, what is R value of just concrete blocks? Non-filled concrete blocks.
What's the R value of a one?
It's going to be pretty darn low, like R.05. Okay, it's so nothing.
What's the baseline for R1? Is there a material that says 1 foot of this at this is R1?
What's the
way
the
I understand it? It is it's one BTU transferring through within 1 hour.
Okay.
So
one BTU is the equivalent of kitchen match. So it's one BTU in 1 hour through that material.
So if I have an R2, it's half a BTU?
No, R2 is 2 BTUs, so it would be 2 BTUs per hour through that material, or resistant.
Resistant, okay.
Resisting that transfer of heat.
Gotcha.
So
they're not measuring necessarily the transfer of heat, the lack of transfer of heat.
Correct, and how long it takes for that heat to transfer through that particular material.
Okay.
Like steel is probably zero, you know.
Gotcha, yeah.
So there is no...
Yeah, exactly.
There is no R value in steel, but or aluminum, or, you know, different types of metals. So, you know, it all...
Well, that's why a lot of times you don't do, like you're asking about a cinder block. We don't typically look at it that, but you look for an assembly. So, you know, I could have siding, plywood, or foam, you know, then your studs, insulation, drywall. All of that has some, each component has an R value.
Right.
Okay. May not be a big one other than the insulation, but then you come up with the whole thing and that's your...
That's your R value for your
R value of your structure.
Well, exactly. It's almost the same thing with soundproofing. It's the Sabin value and the RT time constant. So you have your insulation that will absorb so much. So that's what I was looking at, is that baseline, because they have a baseline of just an open window is your your soundproof math, which is even harder than decibel math.
Harder than decibel math?
Decibel math is in logarithmic, so it's just by tens. To go up double, you have to multiply it by 10. It's weird.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Whoa, what is that? What do we got? We got something else playing now.
Wow. I tell you what, uninsulated concrete block 8-inch is our 2.86.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
A lot more than I expected. So then you know, that's not too bad. Insulated, it's 9.07, which would have to be your lightweight insulation. And then if you filled it with sand or gravel.
And because
it's
it has
lower.
The two holes in it, it's open cell, right? Concrete blocks.
Yes, there you go. That would be open cell. Well, we used to fill those with vermiculite years ago.
Uh-huh.
That was the insulation.
Nerd alert!
But still, you can fill each of those cells in the concrete block with insulation, but there's the webbing in the sides where that you don't have that insulation. So you're still losing the amount of heat. Just it's not in those two little pockets.
But you can stop the convection or the conduction with just a space.
With the airspace alone.
Yeah.
Right. All right. We're going to take another quick break, and we're going to come back and close this puppy up right after this.
Puppy up.
Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I want to find that sad finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
We're going to have Mike fix that at some point. Yeah. It still has the wrong phone number in it.
That's okay. Next time you play it, just cut it and I'll read it.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay, we'll do that. All right, we're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. All right, and if you missed Mighty House, I think you can listen to it again this evening, right? At like 4 or 5? It replays, doesn't it?
Say again?
If you missed part of the show, you can listen to it again this evening. Doesn't it replay at 4 or 5?
Yeah, the 2 hours.
Yeah.
Until somebody eats those hours up, and then we'll go from there.
Right. And then next up is Mindful Money After Us, and then Gina Woods with Open Road Radio. Still Gina only Woods. 1 hour, though, right?
Yep, still 1 hour.
Okay.
Gina is traveling, so it's pretty much just the crew.
Oh,
we'll
really?
We'll have her on Skype for a little bit, but... it's pretty much just Turbo Terry and
Carl
and Tiny and Carl. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just, the B squad.
Nice. The B squad.
That's going to be an interesting, Terry's going to be able to carry the show. You think?
I hope so. I think her and Tiny will,
they'll be able to do it. Okay. All right, cool. And then, from 2 to 3, there's 312 Sports is on. Do you think they'll be talking about this goofy wedding thing that was going on this morning?
I hope so, because you know they played a game of pickup before they started.
Yes, exactly. That's
true. It was the bride's side versus the groom's side.
Uh-huh. Look at Robbie.
Before they started?
Yeah, to like warm up, they played a game of pickup.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem with Sonar. He'll go right down the rabbit hole with us. He's right there, arm in arm, right down the rabbit hole.
I'll just keep going until there's only like three people that are still thinking. Like, yeah. But I'll tell you what, those three people are lifelong listeners.
Yeah, how can you say there's 8,000 people watching the Facebook?
Why not?
Live.
I can say there's 1 million.
Oh, jeez.
I can say it.
Yes, you can say it.
It doesn't need to be true.
Otherworldly.
Yeah.
Extra-dimensional.
Yeah, you never know. And then tomorrow we've got Mike and Mike back to back. Mike Jackson outdoors from 7 to 9, and then 9 to 11, a Mike Novak show with Peggy Malecki. And they're cranking out some good stuff there.
Absolutely.
In the morning.
Absolutely, it's springtime. They've got something to talk about now.
Flowers and all that stuff, plantings, and how cold it still is, and whether or not you can put it in the ground right now or not.
Sonar. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. The answer to the question that was for you was great, but not what he asked.
Oh!
What did he ask?
He wants to know of a site that sells different sounding buzzers.
Oh, Piezo, Radio Shack.
Radio Shack, because is, he was are saying, they still in existence?
You know, his question is, where can I find a replacement buzzer that is not as harsh sounding, maybe Westminster Chime sound or something?
Yeah, but the issue is you're going to have to install it yourself. So you can get a lower decibel Piezo.
Is there even Radio Shack around?
Is Radio Shack...
That's where I get mine, Radio
Shack.
Is
it online only?
Is online, you can still get stuff online, or Amazon. Amazon sells Piezos.
P-I-P-E?
Yep, Piezo. P-I-E-Z-O. Piezo.
That's the starter thing on your grill. Isn't that a Piezo switch? Same thing?
Maybe. I'm not sure. It's just a little magnet. Uh-huh. When you push audio through it, it just vibrates like a little piece of plastic and makes that vibrating sound. Yep, and that's it. It's the same thing that's in your Taboo.
your taboo clicker. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, these things are all of like from $4 to $6.
Absolutely, and you can get any decibel level that you want. But I mean, a piece of tape does the same thing.
Now. Yeah. Can I ask?
Well, no, what you got to do is you could go to Find Piezo Buzzer at James House of Electronics. And now I got to see if they have can you test the sound?
Okay, Robbie, go.
No, never mind.
What was your question?
It was rude.
Okay, it was rude. Well, then to wrap up the lineup, the weekend lineup, you got Richie Z coming on at noon tomorrow with Automotive Heaven. And then Playtime with Bill Turk and Kerry Kendall, 1-3 tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And they always have beer going, flowing all the time there, don't they?
Yeah, he brings a party.
Yeah, that he does.
But, no, it's a great lineup. The weekends are rocking and rolling. And, like always, you can catch all of the in-house produced stuff on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So if you set up that notification when WCGO's live, you know you're going to get good content that other people are watching, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. It's all right there. So there you go.
Maybe.
That's how it goes. Okay, what do you got for us, Robbie? Nothing? You're done?
No. I'm never done. I always have things for you.
I know. Okay. We got about a minute and a minute and a half here.
Okay, so. Barn doors.
Barn doors, yes.
Sliding barn doors.
Yes.
So I saw a magazine article, and it says that you can buy them now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, talk amongst yourselves.
Well, the National Hardware is a company. They actually make all the hardware for you. You can pick them up at any of the hardware stores now. Lumberyards stock them because it's becoming so popular.
Yes. You can get the Masonite Flush Unfinished Slab Interior Door for only $36.
Okay. Here's one
that's
better
a POS.
For you. What was that, Rich?
That's a POS.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you
a
do
Masonite
this?
A Masonite Hollow Core Door, yeah, that's about as cheap as you can get.
Right, but it's a door. So why wouldn't you rather go down to the Restore, go to your local Restore, find an old door, and use that for your barn door?
Mm-hmm. You can get a top-mount sliding barn door kit
right.
For about $160.
Right. But...
And that
but
would be at
you got to make sure you have backing in your wall.
Mm-hmm. That would be at Lowe's.
Which means you may have to open up the wall to put a header in to mount that rail so that it holds the door.
Right.
Well, that's why you get the thin piece of shit one that you said.
Oh, hey, whoa.
I can say shit.
No, hit it again.
Sonar?
No, you can't. No, he just hit it.
No.
You are live on the air right now.
I know.
If we were just on Facebook, that would be fine.
What did Rich call it?
Huh?
What did Rich
call it? POS.
Yeah, whatever. It's a piece of poop.
There you go. Oh, there we go. There's the word. We haven't heard that in a couple weeks.
So if it's a piece of poop, then it's lightweight, so you don't need to back it up.
You still have to have some backing, but it will be better.
Yes. You can find. Sometimes you can find the studs and get the bracket on there that way, depending on how long it is. But I like just going to the anybody that has reclaimed doors, windows, they'll have a great old door that you can pick up and use for a barn door. That's a great way to go. Mm-hmm. Or you can just build it yourself out of some one-by and make your own. So there's a lot of different ways. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and at HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And we'll have the Clutter Clarity and the Tip of the Week put up there within a day or two. Also, we'll get those posted up on YouTube. So you can follow us there and like us on the YouTube channel if you don't want to do it on Facebook or Twitter. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. Next week, it's just going to be Rich and I. I think Rich and I, we're just going to do a show together. So feel free to
Robbie,
call in.
Where are you going?
Robbie's off again to
a
another
graduation.
Wedding. Oh, graduation. We'll also have another tip of the week and clutter clarity. In between that, we'll be taking your calls. Thanks to Richard Spies from Innovative Insulation, gotfoaminsulation.com for more information there.
Can't wait to see what Ron does for clutter clarity next week.
Yeah, Rich, it's all you, brother. For Rich Calgill and Robbie Earhart, I'm Ron Calgill. Keep it square and level.
Until next Saturday.
If you have any questions during the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production.
Mighty House.